AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he wants to shorten the 50-day deadline for Russia's Vladimir Putin to end the war in Ukraine.
10 or 12 days from today. No reason to waiting. There's no reason to waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The deadline is now between August 7th and 9th. If the deadline is not met, the response includes possible sanctions and secondary tariffs targeting Russia's trading partners. There has been no response so far from Russia. President Trump is urging Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu to act as images of emaciated kids emerge from Gaza.
Just yesterday,
there is no starvation in Gaza.
Asked if he agrees with Netanyahu.
I don't know. I mean, based on television, I would say not particularly, because those children look very hungry.
And the president's urging him to do something.
I want them to make sure they get the food.
It appears to be a recalibration of the president's stance on Gaza and comes as he met in Scotland with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer.
People in Britain are revolted at seeing what they're seeing on their screens.
The president says the US, UK, and others will set up food centers in Gaza, while again complaining America has not been given enough credit for organizing past aid.
Nobody said even thank you. You know, thanks. Somebody should say thank you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal judge in Boston is blocking President Trump's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. The nation's largest abortion provider must continue to be reimbursed for Medicaid funding. Defunding Planned Parenthood was part of the president's big tax cut and spending bill. Asked about a Wall Street Journal report, he allegedly drew a picture in a birthday letter to Jeffrey Epstein years ago. President Trump said,
I don't do drawings. I'm not a drawing person.
The Journal reports the letter signed by Trump included a provocative drawing of a woman. This is AP News. Attorney Paul Danz, a chief architect of the Republicans' Project 2025, is launching a Republican primary campaign for Senate against Lindsey Graham in South Carolina.
Danz joins a crowded field that will test the loyalties of President Trump and his MAGA movement in next year's midterm election. He tells the Associated Press the Trump administration's federal workforce reductions and cuts to federal programs have been what he hoped for in drafting Project 2025. But more work needs to be done, particularly in the Senate. Danz is set to formally announce Wednesday. Trump early on endorsed Graham, who has routinely batted back contenders over the years. I'm Julie Walker.
Investigators believe a landslide brought on by heavy rainfall likely caused a regional train to derail in Germany. Three people were killed, including the driver of the train. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.